Guru Maharaj.
Right.
Krishna empowered certain souls to write Vaishnava literature and others to distribute Vaishnava literatures. In this way, as you explained, Srinivasacharya has a very exalted position because he's the greatest distributor of Vaishnava literature.
Yes. Jiva Goswami sent all the Vaishnava scriptures prepared by them in his custody. And there was Narottam Thakur and Ramananda Prabhu with him. But Srinivas was given the main charge. And they came to Bengal, and here near Bankura district. They came in a bullock car, and there was one native chief, Aborigine, Adivasi section, Aborigines sect. And his name was Bir Hambir, Hambir. He had some astrologer. And they were, on those days, some dacoit type. But he was passing through his state, he sometimes wanted to loot it, learn that. But a devotee at the same time. But plundering was some of their occupation with the Adivasi. But the astrologer told how the valued things are within that casket. Then he ordered, take it off from the street and put it in my custody. And that was kept. Sent back to Vrindavan. And these three tried their best to find out the casket, the book, but failed. The king has kept in his capital, in his palace. How can they find trace? No trace. Then Samananda and Narottam Thakur, they went to their respective locality. Samananda went to Midnapur to preach there, and Narottam Thakur also to northern Bengal and began preaching there. But Srinivasacharya could not do so. How can I evade this responsibility? So he became half mad. I was entrusted with such a high responsibility and I could not do anything. It is for my sin, my crime, the offense, that the books disappeared. He was wandering in the locality half mad, disappointed here and there. People of that locality thought, oh, a boy does not talk with anybody, and has head crack, is wandering here and there. But that Birhambi had a Bhagavad class every day in his temple compound. And one gentleman, his name was Bash, he was reading Bhagavatam, and the chief also attended the class with many other persons. And Srinivasacharya, he someday or other used to attend the class. sitting indifferently up night. People thinking him, a fair-looking young man, his head is crack, and his desolate person is moving. That's it. One day, unconsciously, the bat was explaining, the guru or priest of the chief, Virhambi, he was explaining Bhagavatam. One day he committed some mistake, and Sridharvesacharya, unconsciously, he corrected that. Then all attention fell on him. Who is he? He can catch the error of the Greek Pandit Vyas. Who is he? All came to inquire. Then when sincerely approached in that fashion, he cried that I am so and so. I am wondering, and here frustrated. That was the books, the shastras, the holy scriptures were in my custody, we are taking them, this, that, the whole path. Then the chief, he confessed, oh, I have stolen that box, and it is in my custody, you come and see. Then he came. So, open, yes, all intact, they are perfect. Then he began arathik puja of the shastra. And they informed Narottam Thakur and Samananda and to Vrindavan, also to Jiva Goswami. The books are already found, we have got it. Don't be worried. In this way, and he had got a great hold in that locality, and the Virhambi again was initiated from, got initiation from Sridharvesacharya. Now also there are many disciples of Gaudiya Vaishnava school that side, Vishnupur in Bakura. There. So Sridharvesacharya had much affinity towards the Holy Scriptures. And this sloka comes from him, Swami Maharaj, sung in America. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yuga Sri Jiva Gopalaka. This was composed by Srinivasacharya. Bande Rupasana, Nana Sastra Vichara Naikari Guru, Sad Dharma Sangsthapako, Bande Rupasana Tano Raghu Yuga, Sri Jiva Gopalako, Sar Goswami Stotra. Swami Maharaj sang it himself, and I am told that in music, section also, musical section, it was of very high value, his singing. They say, the experts say, that the sound echoing the sense, in such a tone he sang that poem that has got very nearest connection with the meaning. That is the best type of song, and which the sound and the meaning in the tone is very nearer. Such calculation is going on in the musical department. Modern, and by that test it was very, very high, his singing. the heart is coming from the core of the heart. The meaning and the sound are very clear and helping one another. Something like that I heard. Nandu Pusanatanu Rakujago Siji Vagu Palaku Srivasa Chachu Hari Krishna. He used to live near Katwa, Jaji Gram. Near Katwa, there is a village, Jaji Gram. There, Srivasa Chachu generally lived at his household. And the priest on all sides. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. Nidai Gaudhari Bol, Nidai Gaudhari Bol.